are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Another update from today, Pierre Desir, a little hamstring. I'm not sure if he'll be able to go tomorrow. It sounds like Terrell Pryor
will
be
able
to go. I'm going to be. I'm sad about it.
I know you are.
Thank you. Thank you for thinking
Shed
about
one
me,
tear or two?
Well, as long as it's not anything serious, then I'll be okay. But if it was serious, I'd probably...
I feel like you're still going to miss him, though.
Could be waterworks. I did. I gave him a hug after practice. I hugged him. I love Pierre, man.
Did you do that like Mr. Miyagi?
He's a good guy. I would have if it would have worked. If he needed it, I would have.
All right.
I would have done it for him.
He knows it's out there then.
Yes, he certainly does. If you're in Columbus tomorrow, we are going to be there August 7th. That's tomorrow. Stop by Eddie George's Grill, 1636 North High Street. Join us for a live radio broadcast of Cleveland Browns Daily from 1 to 3 before heading over to the Orange and Brown scrimmage at Ohio Stadium. Eddie George's tomorrow in Columbus. We will be there for a live edition of Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zger, Matt Wilhelm with you. Again, the injury to Barkevious Mingo, getting his knee scoped there. Your thoughts on that injury, when you expect to see him, et cetera.
As I mentioned before we came on air, and I text yourself and Jason Gibbs, our esteemed producer, puts together a rundown. This is an injury that I have had. I did not have it inside my career. I had it post-career. I had a slice right down the middle, or a tear right down the middle of my meniscus, and had 65% of my meniscus removed by the great Dr. Parker from the Cleveland Clinic. So thank you, Dr. Parker, for that. And I was in no hurry to get back because I was, of course, not playing in the National Football League and just being a dad and doing radio. So it made it very, very easy for me to rehab that way. I would say for me personally, not having to push myself, I was, you know, I'm still not ever 100%. I don't think you can really be 100% after you have a surgery, maybe say 90. I got to like 75 or 80% of that 90 probably after 8 weeks. And I still don't push that injury. So, but for Barkevious Mingo, without knowing the extent of the meniscus tear, because it could be 20%, it could be 50. That, you know, in some cases you can play without your meniscus and have it removed in its entirety. So I would say that Barkevious Mingo, as of right now, would be questionable for the season opener in the at MetLife Stadium versus the New York Jets. And when he would come back, be more so playing the role that he did for this defense last year. With now he'll have two arms, but I think that he'll be limited in some of what he does earlier in the season, really testing that knee. Not testing it from a stability standpoint, but the meniscus is kind of funky where it's like a little bit more testing for your pain threshold.
Right.
So that's what he's going to have to deal with. And so my point was that his role will be in those dropping situations within this defense when he does come back, and some sparsely used pass rushing situation, because now they can rely on solely on Kruger, Solomon, and Nate Orchard in those situations.
And it's going to be Scott Solomon got a lot of the first team reps. We saw Nate Orchard get some first team reps as well, as they're going to work in opposite Paul Kruger. I bet we're going to see the two of them out there together quite a bit, as Kruger's probably not going to, they're not going to push Paul Kruger. He doesn't need that many reps this early, especially in the scrimmage tomorrow.
Right. I agree. And I would see, you know, they're probably going to put a pitch count on a lot of the starters, as we just heard that, you know, that Johnny Manziel will take some of the first team reps.
Sure.
So they're going to put Josh McCown on a pitch count because they know in most cases what they're going to get out of Josh McCown. There are questions surrounding Johnny Manziel. I'm sure Johnny, as the competitor that he is, wants to rise up in that situation and show everybody, show the 70,000 people that will be there watching it, what he's capable of doing. And so I would not be surprised if we see Kruger on a limited basis, 20, 25 plays in that scrimmage or multiple series with the defense. And then you get Nate Orchard, Scott Solomon, and, you know, Riley, some of the other young players getting a significant amount of reps.
Yeah, and do you think they're going to bring somebody in, another outside linebacker? Or do you expect them to bring another outside backer in here?
Yeah, they could. They definitely could. And you hate to say it, but it would be a body. If you're for sure that Mingo's your guy, the one thing that could happen is you get a guy that comes in here and becomes your next Scott Solomon. You know, grabs the system very quick, has a role, you know, seizes his opportunity out there on the practice field each and every day. Barkevious won't be able to showcase his ability in those those four preseason games or the scrimmages up in Rochester, which I think will hold a little bit more merit in the coach's eyes than the practice and the grind they do each and every day out here in Berea, where another young player, waiting for an opportunity, can make some flash plays. I mean, look at the impact Armonte Bryant had last year in the preseason. You thought this is going to be a different. This is a 10 sack guy, you know, a difference maker for this defense. They could sign a guy off the street or sign a guy that, you know, maybe gets bumped off early in camp from another place, comes in here and plays that role. Next thing you know, you're what? Sixth overall draft pick from 2013 is in question on maybe you put him on PUP and he comes back in the middle of the year when he's 100%, or do you pay him at all if you can move on without him?
We'll see. It's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out for Barkevius Mayo. Can't seem to catch a break. Rookie year, the lung in the preseason. Last year, the torn labrum. Now the knee issue for Barkevius. Hopefully he will be out there sooner rather than later. I wonder if we'll also see a little bit more of Armonte Bryant in that outside linebacker rush job now that we know that Barkevius Mingo is not going to be able to go.
Sure, and I know that question was asked to Mike Pettine today about Armonte Bryant and him playing outside linebacker because of the injury to Barkevius Mingo, and I love Coach Pettine clarifying this, is the flexibility of these outside linebackers to play from a two-point stance or a down stance, but still playing a true outside linebacker position. And these players have those flexibilities on certain calls. And I think it's just because, you know, the media in some cases don't understand the nuances or intricacies of defense and the flexibility that a player has to go out and succeed, where it looks, oh, Armani's got his hand down, he's playing defensive end. No, he's lined up as an outside linebacker, but he's in a rushed position and he's giving himself an opportunity to get off the ball and feels like his get off is better from a three-point, but he still has to play his role. He still has to contain on the run, you know, or knock the ball out to the support outside. So he's got to play his role. He's just doing it out of a three-point as opposed to a two.
Yeah, and I think they do have some versatility. We'll maybe get a look at that in the Orange and Brown scrimmage again tomorrow in Columbus on the Shoe. You can catch a lot of live coverage of it on the NFL Network. They will have, you know, Solomon Wilcott, Mike Mayock on the call, kind of commentating live during the Browns Orange and Brown scrimmage tomorrow from Columbus on NFL Network. So you can get it there. And of course, we'll have tons of coverage for you on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile
app. We'll actually have, I think, to open our show tomorrow at Eddie George's, we'll have Solomon Wilcott's calling in the show.
You are right.
To bring him up to speed on everything Cleveland Browns.
Yes. Tony Rizzo checking in on Twitter to say, no doubt Johnny Football lit up Browns camp today. Let the haters hate. I was encouraged. That's better.
That's great coming from him.
Yes, 2 days ago, he's asked me if he was a lock to make the team.
That's right.
And I said he was 1,000,000,000% a lock.
That is correct. I heard it with my own ears.
As much of a lock as is humanly possible, Johnny Manziel is to make this team. But a very encouraging last couple of days for him. When we come back, Scott Solomon, Brown's second-year outside linebacker, will be with us here live in the Dog Bowl. So we'll get ready for that when we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.